Hello, hello guys. It is Kate here from Hello Funnels and welcome back to the Doing It Online podcast. Now, if you have an Instagram account, you've probably thought to yourself, particularly recently, like, man, I want to just throw this in the bin. I want to throw it out the window. I'm sick of it. I'm jack of it. And maybe if I just started again, it would be easier, right? Like, and we've probably all seen those people. I know I definitely did. Seen people shouting about how old accounts are dead. The algorithm is punishing them. And you actually can get some crazy growth if you start from scratch. So you know what? We decided to give it a go. And in this episode, I'm going to break down exactly how it's going, what we did, and our thoughts and takeaways after 30 days of starting our Instagram completely from scratch. So let's dive in. Okay, guys. So I feel like I came up with this idea at the end of last year, and it was after having spent, you know, a good 12 plus months where we had been trying to revive our Instagram account. Now, a few things to know about Instagram account. Firstly, it's really old. I actually should have looked up how old it is, but it's probably over 10 years old. It was originally started for my previous business, which was helping people with secret bloggers business. So it was originally started, and a lot of that initial growth was from people who were interested in blogging. So when I changed businesses, I decided that it's going to still be some people in that audience who are interested in online courses and funnels and marketing. So I decided not to start again then, but to just rebrand the account and shift my focus. And you know, my assumption was that people, if they weren't interested, they would self-select out. Unfortunately, what I think happened is they self-selected out by no longer engaging. So what that meant was that they didn't unfollow us, which is what I thought they would do. They just stopped engaging, and then the algorithm kind of, you know, picked up on their vibe and just stopped showing them our content. So what that meant was that even though we had 24,000 followers, and we've had about 24,000 followers for years, like that number is like one in, one out kind of thing, our engagement was terrible. Like, it was really, really bad. You might get like 3 likes on a post. I'm like, how can 24,000 people be seeing? Obviously, they're not seeing it. That's a problem. But, you know, how can you have 3 people like something that was, we thought was like really great value? So we tried lots and lots of strategies to try and reinvigorate the previous account. None of them were working. And I'd had a couple of friends and people that I'd worked with who were, you know, really, really into the social media space. And they're like, look, you might actually find it easier to start from scratch. And I didn't want to. So like, they've been telling this for more than 2 years. I'm like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to go back to having an account with like zero. Like, doesn't it look bad as a brand? Like, we've been around for a really long time. When people think we're a spammer, if we've only got like 2 followers, like all of that stuff went through my mind. But by the end of last year, I was like, I'm just jack of it. Why not? Let's try. Like, let's make 2024 the year of just trying shit out and let's see what happens. Like, particularly when, as far as I was concerned, there wasn't really a bad outcome here. You know, it wasn't like throwing out something that was working well for us. It was something that we were spending a lot of time and effort creating content and all that stuff, and it really wasn't doing that much for us. So I'm like, well, if we're going to be doing the effort anyway, why not try again? So the idea was to basically try out a brand new account, like starting account literally from zero for 90 days and go hard, go all in and see if we can get more traction, more growth, like start seeing the numbers going in the right direction and have that at the end of the 90 days be enough that this actual new account was supporting us and working for us better than our old account. If it doesn't, then, you know, no harm, no foul. We'll just go back to using the old account, right? Like, that was kind of my thesis. I'm like, at the end of the day, there's no danger here, right? So that's what we did. And we're currently 30 days in. And I always wanted to give you a little bit of a check-in to see how it's going. So first of all, let me walk you through what it is that we're doing, like the strategy that we decided on to try and get this account moving. So we've gone with Reels very heavily. So we decided to do it 2 reels a day for the whole 90 days, which is a lot. So we actually prepped for this. Like, we actually didn't post at all on Instagram for about 4 weeks, which possibly wasn't the best, but you know, we had to, you got to take your resources from somewhere, right? Can't just pull extra hours out of the day. And also Keely, the lovely woman on my team who helps me out with social media, she just had twins. So we're like, we don't have extra time right now. So we took 4 weeks off and used that 4 weeks to batch a lot of stuff and kind of get as pre-prepared as we could so that we were going into this 90 days, not like being like every day, like, oh, I've got to do two reels today. Like I wanted to make sure that we had stuff that was batched and schedulable. That was one of my caveats. I'm like, I'm not doing anything live because I hate it and I won't remember to do it. I'll put it off. Like this needs to be, you tell me 20 shots that you need me to go and film. I will do that once a month. And then it needs to be something that is as hands-off as possible or that can, you know, sit down a day and get it all done and get it all scheduled out. So that was, you know, the big caveat because I knew if it was relying on me to just do it live, it would never happen. I'd be do it for like 3 days and then I would just would stop. I just know myself too well here, right? So, I mean, and that's what we get to do with business. If you're someone who is thinking about doing this and you don't have a team, then, you know, you can replicate it yourself if you're not a person who loves showing up live. I know some people find it easier to do live. They just put a reminder in their phone. Other people like, nah, I will lose interest after a few days. So let's sit down. You can batch a bunch of these out, particularly with the second part of this, where I was like, let's make this as easy as possible for ourselves and let's utilize what we've got. All right. So let's go back through and grab out all the captions for old posts that did well. Let's reuse any reels that we've done previously. Let's use ChatGPT where we can. Let's go through old emails and turn emails into captions because I knew the captions was really probably going to be the most time consuming part. So we did a big collection of assets that we could potentially reuse. And we put it all into Airtable. We've got this really cool Airtable sort of view set up to help us like our planning and see, you know, what's being worked on, be able to review it visually and stuff. Airtable is like my favorite for doing social media, stuff like that. So that was the plan. All right. So we've done that now for 30 days. And we definitely have not gone viral in that time. We've got a whole whopping 183 followers so far. And that is after, with our list, sharing a couple of posts back over onto the original account as well. And so that was the first thing that surprised me because my assumption was, I was like, well, we'll get our first few hundred, maybe even like 1,000 people from our existing list pretty easily, right? Like we won't be stuck in the little tiny, tiny numbers for too long. The people who are the ones following us already, surely they'll come over. So I was quite surprised, not saying I'm offended guys at all. No, just kidding. But you know, I was quite surprised of how few people from the previous account came across. Like we're getting a lot of new people now. And again, fine, that's great. We are going to sort of start looking at some strategies going forward for how we can try and, particularly if we're intending to keep this account, how we can make sure we are getting more and more of the people over. The other thing I thought was interesting that with the smaller account, like I was waiting for like a bit of the blowback of any of these new people coming across. Because like I said, I thought the first how many people who came on would be existing subscribers. And I think like the first 20 definitely were, or followers. Sorry, I'm always thinking about emails. So I say subscribers, not followers. And, you know, obviously they would be familiar with us. And, you know, as long as we explain what we're doing, they'd be fine with it. But we're getting a lot of people who don't, a lot, still only 183, but majority of people are actually finding us new, finding us from our reels, which, you know, kind of verifies that yes, that strategy does work to get in front of new people. And interestingly, they're sending me a lot more DMs. So we wouldn't really get many DMs unless you sort of had, you know, like a mini chat funnel, like, hey, DM us to get this free thing. Like that's when we would get DMs before. But now people are like, oh, thank you so much for sharing this. This is really valuable. I just want to say, keep doing it. Like, you know, they're like encouraging us, I guess, because we're like a small account. I'm like, that's really nice. Like, not sad about that at all. And then the other thing, so I said, like, we're 30 days in, we haven't gone viral or anything yet. Our growth is still very small, but our reach, and this is the thing that I think is really interesting and exciting. Our reach, so as far as like the number of plays and stuff we're getting on our reels, is on average around about 50% to 30% on our new account of what we would have got on our old account. So old account, 24,000 followers, we would get, you know, between like 300 to 2,000 plays on a reel. New account, we're getting between like 200 and 400 probably on average. And that's with 183 followers. So, I mean, I know there's lots of other stats to dive into, but this was the easiest one for us to be like comparing apples to apples and giving us that first indication that, yeah, the new account is actually, the algorithm is weighing it higher than the old account. Like we're definitely being dragged down. Now, One thing I wanted to talk about, because with the old account was one strategy that people said, oh, if you want to, you know, reinvigorate, it's kind of just a little sidebar. If you want to reinvigorate your old account, what you need to do is go through and delete your old followers who are no longer active, like your ghost followers. I'm like, and that you have to do manually. I'm like, we've got 24,000 of these things. This is not happening. So anyway, that's just as a little sidebar, is another thing we weren't prepared to do on the old account. So from these initial stats, like I said, we haven't had like crazy, crazy follower growth or anything like that. So the next 30 days, we are trying out some new strategies and we're really focusing on trying to create content that is something that people are going to share and save. So stuff that is really value-based and stuff that is really focusing on things that are trending right now. So talking about marketing strategies and tactics that are trending right now, talking about like ChatGPT and AI and things like that, really trying to tap into that so that we're getting more shares, more saves, we're getting in front of more of the right people. We're not really going all in on like, yes, we're using trending audios and things like that. And yes, we had one of the posts we did was a Taylor Swift meme style post that was going around. And yes, it did get a lot of views, but it didn't really get us any followers. And my theory is that for a business account, sharing just like meme style stuff and trying to get a whole lot of Taylor Swift fans to see it is like, that's not my target market, right? Like, yes, that stuff can be fun and can get you more eyeballs, but are they going to be the right eyeballs? Like, I don't want to go viral for something that's completely irrelevant and just get a whole bunch of people who aren't my target market following me. I've had that happen before, years and years ago with old business. One of our blog post went viral. It was about skincare and it went viral on Pinterest. And we were getting hundreds of thousands of visitors from Pinterest to this, but skincare was something we barely ever spoke about. And so we tried to like change everything and do more skincare content and tried to create online products and programs about skincare, but we weren't skincare experts and we didn't really care about skincare. And it was actually, it wasn't just skincare, it was blackheads. Like it was something gross. So, you know, it was like, okay, now we get all this traffic. Our site kept crashing and it actually didn't actually benefit us at all. So I'm quite aware that if we are wanting to get picked up and start getting favored and shown in like different parts of Instagram to new people, I want to make sure it's for the right reason. And I want to make sure it's the right eyeballs. And we're not just getting followers for the sake of followers. We're definitely focusing on quality over quantity here, although some quantity would be nice. So yeah, so now we've had, you know, 30 days in, I can see that the benefits are there. We're definitely going to continue with it. So we're going to focus on value content, on we're going to do a few series of, you know, like 7 days of this, 14 days of, you know, certain type of tips and see how that goes. And we're also going to start taking some of the reels that perform the best. And we're going to, because I am a big believer in working smarter, not harder, but we're going to start also sharing them on as YouTube shorts and also onto Pinterest. And we're going to see the impact that that has on those accounts as well. So that's update number one. We'll be back with more updates later on and, you know, we'll be letting you know anything that does or doesn't work. And if you want to, of course, to come and check out the new account, see what we're doing, be one of our first 200 followers, head on over. It's hellofunnels.co. So it's at hellofunnels.co. Our old one is obviously at hellofunnels. So you can come on over, come be one of our first followers. We'll love you forever if you do. And, you know, we'll be back with another update of how it's going in a couple of weeks. So that's it, guys. I hope this has been super valuable. I hope you took some notes. If you did find it valuable, I would love, love, love it if you could share it with someone else in your world who you think would also get some use out of this. Otherwise, guys, we'll see you same time, same place next week. Bye.